Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Saying this guy is the best since Strasburg, perhaps the best ever. He looks like early on, 11 starts in, he is that and then some. It's very rare, and I think it's something worth actually celebrating here. When you have a player who has that level of expectation attached to him, actually deliver on those expectations and perform at that kind of level. Like, just in and of itself, it's worth celebrating, I think.
Yeah, there aren't a ton of examples in sports. That's actually a thought that I have every now and then. It would make for a good topic, I would assume, at some point. Like, the first overall picks in sports, the hype around them, and how many guys actually either reached that point or exceeded it. Now, we've been lucky here,
Sid,
in this town to have two.
Two hockey saviors,
yeah. Mario and Sid are definitely two easy ones, and we might be working with a third on the baseball team.
In a sense, Roethlisberger did. You draft a guy in the first round, and he wins you two Super Bowls, and he plays for a third. I think that's delivering
the
hype.
I'm just saying in terms of 1-1 players. Like, LeBron in the NBA, of course.
LeBron and Sid. I still think McDavid deserves to be there, even though they haven't won a title.
Yeah.
But he's every bit what you expected. Like I said, I was going to tweet this out. The only guy I can think of in the last 15 years in sports, and this guy wasn't a 1-1 player, but he was talked about as the best prospect in baseball for a while. Trout coming up at 20 and being as good as he was is stunning. I also think it's weird, too, because Skeens exists in like this very strange bubble. Himself, like, obviously there is a personality there behind what we see. He is, I think most people understand that, like, if you get a guy who's super boring in front of the microphone and the cameras, it's probably by design. Because the less you say, the more that you can focus on what you're actually supposed to do. I am sure Sidney Crosby is a pretty funny, interesting guy if you're in his inner circle of friends and he's got his guard down. I'm sure he has interests. I am sure Paul Skeens does not date Livy Dunn, one of like the most famous out there athletes right now, like in the public eye, in the public sphere athletes right now, because he's just a boring dude who's like, me. Hi, Livy. Good morning. I'm going to go pitch. Now I'm going to go work out. Like, I'm sure he's an interesting guy behind the scenes, but he really has done an incredible job of blocking out the noise. And speaking of Livy Dunn, hey, you have this for me yet, Donnie? Were you able to grab this already? Here we go. Yeah, I got it. Livy Dunn was at the ESPYs. Not a surprise. She's going back to LSU for a fifth year. I don't know if she was up for any awards, but TMZ style, somebody from one of those outlets, I don't know if it was ESPN or somebody else, I saw this on Sports Illustrated, they approached Livy Dunn and asked her about Paul Skeens getting pulled out of a game when he had a no-hitter going. This is what she had to say.
Boyfriend Paul almost had a no-hitter, but they pulled him before the game was over. Knowing how much of a competitor he is, how much do you think he would like to have finished that game?
You know what? It would have been a cool accolade to say that you threw a no-hitter your rookie year, but also you got to make that arm last long. So I don't blame them.
Wow, Livy Dunn on message. I had not heard that, so you told me I would be surprised, but you didn't tell me what she said. Livy Dunn on message here about Paul Skeens. You think the Pirates got wind of that and they were just like thrilled organizationally that she said that? That's like the literal perfect answer, I think, for them. Yeah, it would have been cool. It's always something you'd want to do, but you've got to take the cautious approach. I don't know if you agree with me, Donnie. You weren't on with me yesterday. You were doing a very ballyhooed job, very celebrated job hosting with Bechtold producing. I saw people tweeting that you guys deserved your own show together. I think that I saw that because you retweeted it. But I said that one thing about Skeens that I think the Pirates probably are thrilled about beyond the performances, he definitely seems on board with the plan, at least publicly. And I got to believe to some extent privately, because he's such a smart dude. He and Jones both have had ample opportunity to like rip the team or be a little snippy about getting lifted from a game. Now, in Jones's case, we know it was because of a lat injury that now is going to keep him on the shelf for a while. Each time these guys have been asked about, like, hey, you got pulled out of this game when you were cruising along, they have pretty much towed the company line and really delivered a decent poker face while they've been doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I first heard that clip, that's why it kind of caught me off guard when she threw in the little nugget at the end. I'm just picturing the front office standing around there and just giving a nice hearty clap. Like, yeah, yeah.
This is Paul Skeens. Great girlfriend. Understands the game, Billy. She really gets innings limits. She is very clear on her care for elite athletes.
She understands the pitch count that we're looking for.
Now, this guy, Billy, girlfriend, doesn't even like baseball. He's not going to be a lifer. He'll be doing what she wants to do.
Yeah, those two guys, though, they have really... I think one of the reasons why I'm so impressed by both of them, to include Jared Jones in the conversation, is that they are rookies, but nothing about them says rookie. Like, not even their off-the-field or interviews and media availability. Like, nothing about them tells me they're rookie players.
Yeah, you know what? Jones doesn't get nearly the attention because he hasn't been as good, and obviously now he's banged up. But he's been electric on the field. It's like people said, oh, Jones is coming back to earth. You look at all the numbers. It's like, no, he's still very, very, very good starting pitcher right now. He has been really good, I think, with the media, too. And probably as more of a guy you would expect to have been, not starstruck or surprised, but he wasn't 1-1. He wasn't talked about as the next big thing. And he has, I think, handled the attention that he's brought to himself with the way he's performed really well. So I'll tell you right now, Torrey Lovello, they're running behind in Arizona, so we are going to try to still make that happen. We might have to give good friend Ray Fittipaldo, like, the semi-bump-off after a couple of questions. It could be just a very quick thing. I don't think we can wait on Rebecca Black, though, anymore, Donnie. I do think we need to try to get Becky in here coming up next.
Oh, yeah. She's getting her due.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back. If Torrey Lovello jumps on the line here during the break, we're going to come right back in and talk to him because he's the guy who broke the news to Paul Skeens. Obviously want to get his perspective on how everything went down. We'll also maybe toggle in Ray Fittipaldo there for a couple of minutes. Poor Ray has been, you want to talk about somebody who's been in the way of the Skeens freight train for the last 2 days. It is definitely Ray Fittipaldo who would normally join us.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On a Thursday.
Play it, Donnie. Just play it. It's all happening at once.
It's the PM team.
Poor Ray Fittipaldo is going to get waylaid here, I think, potentially for a couple of minutes.
It is a summertime Friday, so of course you're hearing Rebecca Black for a reason. I had a feeling all of this was going to happen at once, which means you might be deprived of your usual Rebecca Black theatrics right now. I believe we're about to have Torrey Lovello. He is the National League's manager of the Diamondbacks. Jump on with us for a couple of minutes to talk about Paul Skeens. Donnie is handling this right now. Could it have worked out any dumber?
I'm not kidding. I mentioned it to Ray, too, on the phone.
Poor Ray. You're going to have to get Ray, and now we're going to have to deal with this. You know what? I'm not staying on tradition. I know we're going to just wait for 20 seconds here. We're going to do this part. You guys do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun. All right. We had to. Some traditions we've got to handle here on this show. We are very pleased right now to bring on the man who did this today, this morning, and I think made Pirates fans' dreams and wishes come true. Here's how it sounded on the Dan Patrick Show.
Paul, first of all, how are you doing? I just wanted to congratulate you. I've chosen you to be the starter for the National League in the 2024 All-Star Game. I'm really, really excited for you. It's an unbelievable honor and one that's so well-deserved.
How about a round of applause?
Let's go.
Thank you, sir. That's unbelievable. That's awesome.
All right, he is on the fan hotline right now. He is the 2017 National League Manager of the Year. He is this year's National League Manager in the All-Star Game, the reigning National League Champion, Manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Torrey Lovello, joining us right now here on 93.7 The Fan. Torrey, Chris Muller here in Pittsburgh. Thanks so much for joining us. My first question is, and I've done radio for over 15 years in my life, so I always know a little theater. There's a little theatrics. Was that really the first time Paul found out that he was going to be the starter in this All-Star game?
Before we get to your first question, I got my first observation. I think I need to hang with you guys. It's a vibe thing. I'm feeling this vibe from you guys. You guys are pulling it off big time. Enjoying that. So stay right there. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. We don't stand on tradition. I'll be honest with you. Before we go any further, we debated at length. We usually play Rebecca Black at 4:45 on Fridays in the summer. We said if Torrey Lovello calls us at 4:45, he's going to think we're out of our minds doing this. So naturally, it ended up working out perfect.
I'm feeling it. And to answer your question, hopefully it was. You know, I talked to the league yesterday and told them my decision, and I had a lot of help, a lot of assistance in this. You know, I wanted to hit it right. I wanted to get it right on the sweet spot, and hopefully I did. And I was sworn to secrecy. I couldn't tell the director of PR for the Pittsburgh Pirates. I couldn't make any phone calls to coaches or managers. I basically told the GM that was sitting in the room when I took the phone call. I went home and told my wife, and to me, there was five or six people that knew about it. So I guess the whole thing was to catch him in a very vulnerable state when he wasn't expecting it. Hopefully that was pulled off, and to surprise him. Hopefully it worked out well. So yes, I really feel in my heart that Paul was unaware of what was going on.
Then I don't want to play poker against him ever because he barely broke, like, character or facial expression of any kind. I mean, I think I saw, like, emotion in there, but I'm not positive that I did from him, which is unbelievable.
Well, from what I gather, I was watching the show prior to getting on just so I could get a feel for Paul. The only thing I've seen from him is how he competes and how he handles himself, and I explained that to him. You know, he does it in such a humble way, and I really appreciate that. So, you know, he is who he is, maybe a little quiet, and he's young. So the way that it worked out, I thought was done very, very well. You know, MLB gave me a lead that he was going to be on the show, and they said it would be perfect if I could call in. And I think the timing of it was great.
Torrey Lovello, he's your 2017 National League Manager of the Year with the Diamondbacks, and of course the reigning National League pennant winner. And he'll be managing the NL in the All-Star game Tuesday in Arlington, joining us here on The Fan. So just, you have a tough decision to make. You mentioned you had a bunch of people making the decision with you that you consulted with. Ultimately, why Paul Skeens to be the starter, Torrey?
You know, he's everything that the baseball stands for. You know, given a great opportunity, he takes advantage of it. He's on the rise. He's a young player. He does it right. I think yesterday's outing where it was a no-hitter for seven innings was, and I was watching it, you know, the decision hadn't been made. He just drove a nail into that decision. We're trying to let the world know that we have really good, young, talented players that are ready to take the next step. And for me, it was just a great opportunity to say this is one of the best that we're watching. And he deserved it. The outings that he's had, even though he didn't start here up at the big league level to begin the season, you throw that out the window. You just want the best of the best. And this is certainly one of the guys that jumped out at me.
Torrey, just as a sidebar here, I mean, I was on the air. Our sister station was actually airing the game yesterday. I was on location by myself, and Paul has now thrown two no-hit outings when that exact set of conditions has been met, so I have not seen him allow a hit when I've been trying to counter-program against him, which is very funny to me. We had Pirates fans, before the game even ended, I was fielding calls with Pirates fans upset that he was not sent back out there for the eighth inning. Just how would you have tried to navigate that situation, and how difficult are those decisions in general as a manager when you've got a guy who might be doing something historic, but you're trying to protect the player as well?
Well, the first thing is we need to keep you out of Arizona on the 26th, because if we're projecting, that's when we're going to see him. So we need to keep you off the air and out of our space here for sure. That's number one. It's such a tough decision, and I fell for Derek Shelton. I've been in that boat, and I ran somebody up to 108, 109 pitches, and he did throw the no-hitter. But when you're talking about somebody as elite as Paul Skeens is, and he has such a bright future, if you were to separate for 1 minute that you wanted to have him throw a no-hitter and he got banged up and he had to miss one start, or you know he couldn't throw his best pitch in one of his best pitches, just one of the 99 that he would throw in his next outing because he was impacted by what you did and making the decision to send him back out there, you're just heartbroken. The future is so bright for him, and he is one of the bright young stars of this game. Derek did it right. That's a really, really tough decision. And when I see our guys have no-hit stuff and they're in the fifth, sixth inning and they're around pitch 70, I start to panic. I'm looking for a hitter to get a hit so I don't have to make that decision because I know what I want to do. What I want to do is send him out there to accomplish the goal and say that he's throwing a perfect game or a no-hitter. That's a no-brainer. I'm thinking like a fan. But what I end up doing and what I have to do is the most mature thing, and that's to protect the athlete and to pull him back and say, this is the reason why your day will come, but I need to keep you healthy and keep this team moving in the right direction.
One other question on that front then. If it's a perfect game and he's got roughly the same number of pitches, does that change the calculus just given the sheer rarity of the feat at that point?
It might. You know what I end up doing in the sixth inning is I go run back into the medical team's area and I say, give me absolutely the last number that he can get to, and then I subtract two pitches from that because I know emotion is going to take over, and I'm thinking, if I get the 125-pitch go sign and it's 124, you know, where am I at? So I usually subtract two off that number, and that's my safe space. But I say, give me the calculus. Do the math. You guys are really smart. Are there days off coming out of this? Are there days off going into it? I thought maybe because there was going to be a potential couple of days off, or it seems like he might be right in line. I take that back, but just add it up for me and let's get that final number. And that's usually what I'll do. And I'm never, ever, ever going to exceed what the medical team says.
Torrey Lovallo, he is the National League manager Tuesday in Arlington. Torrey, I'm going to give you two quick ones. I know you got to run to another one of these hits. I know you're a very busy guy, and we really appreciate you taking time with us today. I was trying to think of a player in any sport who this early in their career as a rookie really staked a claim to being possibly just the best guy in the sport, like Paul Skeens, maybe just the best pitcher in baseball right at this second. All I could come up with was maybe Mike Trout in his first true rookie year with the Angels, where he was rookie of the year, second in the MVP voting. In general, can you just put into words how unusual it is to see a guy at Skeens' level of experience and age dominating the way he has so far in these 11 starts?
Well, I haven't been around him, so I don't know what makes him tick on the inside. But being an observer from far away, and then just getting snapshots from people that do know him well, the fans in Pittsburgh, the people in that community, in that entire state, you have to appreciate what he's done so far, and there's no reason to believe that this can't continue. You know, he might be that one outlier. He might be Michael Jordan. You just don't know. Ken Griffey Jr., when I played, it overlaps with him. He came on and just and took baseball by storm with not only his talent, but his attitude. You know, it's Steven Strasburg, Gerrit Cole, and those two guys have had and have wonderful careers. So the sky's the limit for him. It's great for baseball. It's great to see. I'm going to dread the 2 days that we're going to face him for sure. But, you know, I'm going to enjoy the one that I'm going to be in the same dugout with him. So to the fans of Pittsburgh, enjoy what you have there. Love them up. Support them because you got something that's very, very special.
Torrey, this was a real pleasure talking to you. We really appreciate you doing this. And, hey, you guys, a game and a half ahead of the Pirates right now in the wild card chase. I wouldn't mind seeing you in the playoffs, although if the Pirates' rotation was set up nice for 3 games, I don't know if you'd be so happy about that necessarily.
Yeah, you got that right, for sure. I enjoyed the time too, boys.
Torrey, thanks, man. Torrey Lovello, he is the National League manager. What a cool dude! He loves Rebecca Black!
Right
he
off
loved the
bat, Malzy, he was one of our guys.
Let's go! Add him to the list!
He made a fan in both of us.
Add him
sure.
to the list! He's our guy! Lovello! Can you imagine Starkey getting wind of this? He'll try to book him on Monday and Tuesday next week. Torrey, don't you have time for us?
We kind of rode the lightning there. We had Rebecca. They called in as Rebecca was going on.
I think, you know what? I don't make tons of executive decisions because I'm in the two chair now. I get to have the fun job and react. I'm glad we decided to sing along. I think that pushed it over the top. I do. Do you think we get anything out of him like we did if he didn't know we were a fun bunch of fellas? I would argue that we do not. What happened with Ray then? What did you tell poor Ray Fittipaldi?
He just started to chuckle. I mean, luckily Ray is like
the
legitimately
nicest man
one
ever.
Of the nicest people
yes.
that are in the media.
He got buried by the Skeens Express twice.
I told him when I was first calling him, I said, hey, just a heads up, we're trying to get Torrey Lovello. Like he's gonna be the manager on Tuesday, the Diamondbacks manager, so in case he does call, we might have to cut things short, so just don't think we're doing it for no reason. And when I got back on to talk to him, he had to know at that point because that
I'm
almost
dead.
Never happens.
Yep.
And he just started to chuckle, and I'm like, Ray, they called in the moment we came back from break.
That is funny. I can understand now why. I mean, they said 4:45, and we tried to plan around that, but how can you plan? He's probably been doing nonstop phoners since, what, earlier today? How about that, though? He made it sound like it was a tough decision, but not that tough. Didn't you get the sense he thought Skeens is pretty much operating on a different plane? There was only one other question I had to leave on the cutting room floor because I knew we had to let him go, Donnie. And that was, he played a bunch of different years in the major leagues for a lot of different teams. Torrey Lovello was a pretty well-traveled player as an infielder, kind of a utility guy. I was looking to see if, like, when he played with the California Angels, was he there when Nolan Ryan was there? He wasn't. I think my timing was way off on that. I think Nolan Ryan had gone to the Rangers by then. But, like, I was looking, Mark Langston, you know, all these guys had kind of been pitching for a while. The only dude I could think of that he played with that might have reminded him a little bit with just being able to throw absolute gas was he was in Cleveland when Bartolo Colon was there as a pretty young guy in his mid-20s. And Colon was a dude who was hitting 100 miles an hour. You want to look up something very funny. Look up Bartolo Colon Mets and then look up Bartolo Colon Cleveland. You will see you'll think that Bartolo Colon
is like half the human.
Yeah, he ate another Bartolo Colon to become Bartolo with the Mets. I mean, it's like unbelievable, but that dude used to throw nothing but gas. Dude, he was on the team with Doc Gooden in Cleveland that year in 98. Man, that was a team full of dudes. Dave Burba, Charlie Nagy, Jarrett Wright. Jarrett Wright was a stud for that team too. Man, what a squad. Whew. I got the heartbeat going. I'm all fired up, Donnie. I'm all fired up after the Torrey Lovello interview. He was awesome. I still can't get over the hold on, guys. I want to talk about the vibe here. You guys
before
are doing
it. Before we get into Paul Skeens.
Before we get into literally
fellas.
The center of the sports and baseball universe, can I just say you guys seem like you would be a fun hang? Let's go. Heartbeat going. By the way, speaking of your heart, caring for it matters. UPMC Health System wants to remind you that your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC, and get your heart screened. Dan Zangrilli is diving in next. Now, we got Dan on the video side of it, right? There we go. Hold on.
No,
we don't.
He's on the hard line.
It's best that way, Chris. It's best. You should see me. I'm a disheveled bunch. I've I'm hibernating for about a week.
You're not disheveled.
Oh, you should. It's terrible.
You're always Natalie attired.
You know what? To quote the great Cosmo Kramer, I'm hideous.
Well, you can relate to this as a parent. I like that reference. You can relate to this as a parent. I don't look hideous right now. I look normal. But two-year-old, little Ace, in the middle of the night, or actually the early morning, it was like in the 5 o'clock hour of the morning, got up screaming. Alex had already been commandeered by Lennox to sleep in his bed for a while at that point. I bring him into our bed thinking he'll fall asleep next to me. 7 or 8 headbutts and kicks later, I drag him back into his room, force him to sleep with me in his little glider chair. I now cannot turn my shoulders 90 degrees in one particular direction because it feels like somebody lodged a basketball in my spine.
Mm. Anyway. Yeah, it's a tough scene. Yeah, I just about 5 minutes ago, 10-month-old daughter smelled of sharp provolone from probably, I don't know what the over-under was on the spit-up today. I'm going to set the like 7.5. I think my wife said it's on the over. So.
Ugh, sharp provo, not what I want to smell spit-up. All right, from dad talk to a guy who has been basically treating MLB hitters like their kids going against him, like his sons or nephews, Paul Skeens. Just your first reaction when you heard this morning that he had been named All-Star Game starter, Dan?
I mean, it's the smart thing to do. You know, from a baseball, like winning the game, you know, coming out, not that that's necessarily the priority here. I mean, Skeens right now I think is the best pitcher, sure. But if baseball has been paying attention, and I think they have, to not only what he means, but and I feel like I'm in the minority here, but are we factoring the Livy Dunn factor into this seriously from a brand perspective, and how many eyeballs that she, with her audience and her platforms, are bringing in, and how much she elevates the Skeens brand? I think Major League Baseball is really paying attention to what Taylor Swift did to the Kansas City Chiefs and Travis Kelce and the brand at large. And this is not on that scale. I'm not saying that. But in some respects, it's a watered-down version of that. And for the TikTok and Snapchat generation and the Livy Dunn followers, I mean, we use the cume word in our business, Chris. What sort of cume? What sort of ancillary fans?
She's got juice. She's going to bring juice to the game. I think it's the best of both worlds for baseball, though, Dan, because not only will she bring eyeballs of casual fans because she's got her own group, but he is, as you said, the best pitcher in baseball. And, like, apologies to Ranger Suarez and other guys, Ronaldo Lopez. Sale has been pretty fun to watch, and he's like Gumby, but his turn didn't work in the rotation for this. Skeens is electrifying to watch. Like, I don't really want to watch a crafty lefty or somebody like that that's just having a terrific year pitch in this game. I want to watch a dude throwing gas and unhittable off-speed stuff, and that's a huge component of it for me, frankly. By the way, did you hear this, Dan? I don't know if you have. Did you hear that Livy Dunn, they got to her on the red carpet at the ESPYs and actually asked her about Paul Skeens being pulled out of that game? Do you want to hear this? Okay,
yeah,
listen.
By all means,
they actually,
yes.
Good for whoever it was, ESPN, they got right up to Livy Dunn and just straight up asked her the question. Here it is.
Boyfriend Paul almost had a no-hitter, but they pulled him before the game was over. Knowing how much of a competitor he is, how much do you think he would like to have finished that game?
You know what? It would have been a cool accolade to say that you threw a no-hitter your rookie year, but also you got to make that arm last long. So I don't blame them.
How about the Pirates had to hear that and be high-fiving like it was Moneyball or something that. Ben Cherington, his development team, they had to be just like pounding the table and fist pumping.
So, I mean, she's a Power 5 athlete in her own right, so I think she sort of understands, you know, the biomechanics here that are at stake and, you know, rest, recovery, things of that nature. So, yeah, I guess I'm not surprised, right, because she's a Power 5 athlete in her own right, so she gets it, right? And that's what I think everybody loves about Livy Dunn.
She had a more measured response than 95% of Pittsburgh to that on either side of the ledger, I think.
Just ask her about the weather.
Yeah, fair enough. Dan Zangrilli joining us, Pirates pre- and post-game host, of course, here to talk a little bit about Paul Skeens. He is the first rookie to be named starting pitcher in the All-Star Game since Hideo Nomo back in 1995. Nomo also had pitched in Japan professionally and was in his late 20s. He was almost 27 years old when that happened. Pop quiz here, Dan, before I get some more things to bounce off you. Paul Skeens will be 22 years, 48 days old when he starts on Tuesday. Can you name the only 5 pitchers in baseball history to start an All-Star game at a younger age?
Fernando Valenzuela.
One.
Ding. Is Doc Gooden on there?
Doc Gooden is two. Ding.
Okay, how about Fidrich?
Three. Ding. The Bird.
Oh, and I need five, huh?
Yeah. Mm. You're not going to get one of them. I think there's a chance you'll get the other. The other, I'll give you the one as a freebie.
That Don guy who Don something or other? What's his name?
Drysdale Sutton? No, it's neither of them. Jerry Walker in 1959. Everyone remembers the great Jerry Walker. The other one is a guy with a very colorful name.
Oh, I don't know.
Literally colorful. Vita Blue.
Oh, okay. I like it.
How good can Paul Skeens be, in your opinion?
Chris, I'm...
You've seen a lot of guys. You've done minor league baseball. You've seen guys on the come up who have a lot of expectations attached. I think we've talked a lot about today how he is the rare guy as a 1-1 who has clearly exceeded even all but the rosiest projections for him at the start of his career here. How good can he be?
So, I mean, best pitcher of our lifetime. We'll start there. I mean, in a Pirates uniform, I think he's going to channel the 1% of the 1%. Not to go too far off the beaten path here. I know we're probably crunched on time, but I literally just got off the phone doing a radio show in Edmonton, not Illinois, not Alabama, like Alberta, Canada, to talk about Paul Skeens. So he's not only a national story, he's creeping up, you know, north of the border, and it's now become a global story. And the way that I answered a similar question, Chris, was basically, you know, we always want to go back in time and apply our knowledge of what we know now to our younger selves and think about, oh, what could have been. He's a 32-year-old in a 22-year-old body. So he has a 32-year-old acumen. He has a 32-year-old understanding of the game. He has a 32-year-old pitch mix and arsenal, but he's able to do it with a 22-year-old body. That's one of the most lethal combinations that I've ever seen in my life anywhere for any athlete. So when you have those tools, that skill set, and oh, by the way, we're taking a guy that was on a pathway to potentially be a military general, and we mix all of that up, you're talking about maybe one of the greatest pitchers of all time if he stays healthy. And I know,
and there's not a ton of tread on that arm because he hasn't been one of those guys who grew up as a pitcher exclusively and threw a ton of travel innings and even threw a ton of innings in college, really.
We all want to jump in with both feet here. And I think you know me, I'm fairly measured and I don't necessarily, you know, get into the hyperbole so much, but we've taken the hype, the hyperbole, and I understand we're just about a dozen starts into this thing. And so much can change and the league can adjust, but I feel so confident that he is three steps ahead of the league, and whatever the league is going to throw at him, he's going to be able to adjust because of all those things that I mentioned about being a 32-year-old in a 22-year-old's body. It is reality now. Like, it's not hype, it's not a quick start, it's not like we've seen enough of him, and, you know, guys can just get by on stuff. But he has acumen, he has pitch mix, he has understanding of how to use those pitches, command, and then the demeanor. It's scary. It's the Terminator. It's the Terminator out there on the mound.
It's Roger Clemens' stuff with Greg Maddux's mind. By the way, Dan, you said you did radio in Edmonton today, and I had a similar experience. I did radio on our brother station, 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C. They just randomly wanted to talk Paul Skeens.
Right.
And that was before he even got named the All-Star Game starter. People were hyped up about the Derek Shelton decision, one way or another, to pull him from the game. And here's how it started there with 106.7 The Fan, the sports junkies, the junks in the morning. Big, highly rated show. Those guys have made a ton of money in this business.
And we're joined by the co-host of the PM team with Pony and Mueller on The Fan in Pittsburgh.
I know.
Grishecki.
Yep.
You got Grishecki.
Chris Mueller.
You got Grishecki'd.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough, but it was a good interview with those guys.
Yeah, for all of your success with Lovello, with what happened this morning, that's like it's a net zero for you today.
Ah, come on now. I think we can call it a win for us today. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Dan Zangrilli thinks the best pitcher to wear a Pirates jersey in our lifetime. You dare to dream. He's got the potential, it looks like, to be the best pitcher of the last, what, in baseball period, Donnie, 35 years? I mean, like, I actually think that's within reason.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.